You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The man accused of shooting two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses, killing two people, is in custody. With more, here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Officials say Vance Bolter impersonated a police officer early Saturday morning in order to kill Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark. Authorities say he also shot Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette, who have had surgery and are reportedly in stable condition. Authorities allegedly found a manifesto of sorts, which listed dozens of Democratic lawmakers he wanted to target. And a source confirmed to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel 11 Wisconsin lawmakers were on that list. At least one of his cars was found in Faxon, Minnesota, which is about a 90-minute drive west of the Wisconsin border.
Security for political events in Wisconsin was increased over this weekend as a result, including the Wisconsin Democratic Convention. The new chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin is Devin Remicker. Remicker was selected to replace Ben Wickler, who held the top spot for 6 years. Wickler endorsed Remicker for the position.
Especially given that I've been so in front of the scenes and Devin has been more behind the scenes helping make things happen inside the party, I wanted to give credit where credit was due and share what an extraordinary strategist and leader Devin has been in the party already, because I thought that would help equip voters to make the best decision as they cast their ballots in the chair's race.
Remicker said that Democrats need to have a strong message on the economy.
We need to be very clear and consistent in our messaging. You'll probably hear me say a lot that we are the party that fights for the working class, defends our rights and freedoms, and protects our very democracy. I think that is really at the heart of what the Democratic Party needs to stand for right now. We're going to repeat it in as many mediums as we can.
Remicker officially takes over on July 1st for an initial 2-year term. On Saturday, dozens of protests against the Trump administration were held across Wisconsin. The No Cakes protest drew thousands of people around the state. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Madison's demonstration had about 15,000 people pushing back against the Trump administration. Madison police say this was a peaceful protest. Three people were arrested for spray painting the law enforcement memorial. Police say other attendees reported it and asked police to intervene because they wanted the whole event to stay calm.
Here in La Crosse, a little over 1,000 people took part in the No Kings protest. To our east, a few hundred folks turned out in Viroqua, as well as over 100 people in Richland Center. Eau Claire saw over 2,000 protesters. One of the legislative proposals seeking to limit school referendums is through the committee stage. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulot.
A bill to restrict how school districts could request tax increases through referendums had a public hearing in the Assembly Education Committee on Thursday. Delafield Republican Representative Cindy Duchow says too many districts are asking for more money. She wonders how much money is too much money for school districts. Eau Claire Democrat Christian Phelps says districts are already practicing fiscal responsibility by asking their voters for a tax increase and wondered why Republicans would want to strip local control from schools.
If the bill passes the legislature, it's unlikely to have support from Governor Tony Evers. Monday is the grand opening of the Merrick Park Arboretum. The brand new attraction to La Crosse will celebrate its opening with a ribbon cutting on Monday at 10:30 a.m. The free event includes tours, a pruning demonstration, tree climbing, and more. There will be food trucks and activities for children as well. The Arboretum grand opening event is from 10 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. at Merrick Park. There's no cost to take part in the activities. You can find more information on the City of La Crosse Parks, Rec, and Forestry page. Today in La Crosse City Government, the Board of Public Works will meet to review several communications permits. The Aviation Board will go over La Crosse Regional Airport plans and operations, and the City Plan Commission will continue to work on its 5-year budget. The Board of Zoning Appeals and La Crosse Center Board will meet tomorrow. On Thursday, the La Crosse County Board meeting is canceled due to a lack of agenda items. The Board of Park Commissioners meeting on Thursday is also canceled. Special education funding and tax cuts were on the table last night as budget hearings continued in the state legislature. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
At least 15% of students in Wisconsin public schools have individualized education plans. That means they have some sort of special education needs. That's more than 120,000 kids statewide. For every dollar spent on special ed in Wisconsin, the state only reimburses about 31 cents. That's among the lowest in the nation. Families filled a room in the Capitol yesterday, advocating for more money and resources for special needs students. Right now, Wisconsin schools' portion of the state budget is the smallest it's been in 30 years. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Republicans Republicans approved $336 million in new education spending, most of it for special education. The amount falls well short of what Governor Evers and education advocates were seeking in the budget. Evers proposed spending over $3 billion in new education funding in his budget. La Crosse County joined several other counties of the state of Wisconsin in setting a new tourism record. The county's economic impact from tourism went up 3.4% to $519 million. La Crosse County brought in an additional $1.3 million in local taxes and over $12 million in direct visitor spending, a nearly 4% increase. Bordering counties Monroe, Jackson, and Trempealeau all saw decreases in tourism impact, while Verdon County saw its economic impact increase by 4.4%. The state grew by 3.3%. Once again this summer, Gunderson is offering free meals for children. Amplify Health by Gunderson will serve the free meals at its cafeteria for anyone under 18 years old from 6:30 until 9:30 a.m. and from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meals are available Monday through Friday except for federal holidays. Gunderson will serve the free meals through August 20th. Funding for the free meals comes from the USDA. A full list of summer meal programs for kids in Wisconsin can be found on the DPI website or by calling 211. Southwest Wisconsin is seeing a surge in clean energy emerging as a hotbed for large-scale renewable projects providing economic benefits. Judith Ruiz Branch reports for Public News Service.
About 10% of Wisconsin's electricity is from renewable sources. The industry employs about 6,500 people and invests $15.5 million a year in property, state, and local taxes, and more than $15 million annually in land lease payments. Caden Crapp with the Wisconsin Land and Liberty Coalition says along with the economic benefits, clean energy has the potential to provide the state with autonomy.
One of the biggest benefits that including these renewable energies into the state grid can bring is that we can start becoming a net exporter by being able to create our own Wisconsin-grown energy and be able to distribute it to other states as well.
A number of proposed projects are slated for the area, including the Whitetail Energy Center, the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center, and the Uplands Wind Project. Each is projected to generate millions of dollars annually and collectively produce hundreds of megawatts of energy to power homes and businesses across the state. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
The renewable energy push has faced some resistance, with critics saying the projects replace some of the state's valuable farmland. It'll start to feel more like summer this week. Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible with highs well into the 80s. Storm chances increase in the overnight hours with some stronger storms possible. The main severe weather threat will be hail. Tomorrow and Wednesday, we'll have more chances of rain and storms. Later in the week, temperatures begin to rise when we'll see high temperatures climbing to the 90s this weekend in western Wisconsin. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers head to Chicago to open a series against the Cubs tomorrow night. Yesterday, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 3-2 to win the four-game series and move up into second place. Did things get testy with St. Louis over the weekend? The Brewers' Trevor McGill.
I mean, tensions were high. Everything surrounding that's happened over the series. So, yeah, that's huge for us. 3 out of 4 and get out of the jam like that.
Reese Hoskins got bean. The Cardinals' Wilson Contreras having words with the Brewers' bench. Pat Murphy.
Cardinals Brewers, man, there's always going to be high emotion. The health of the game is that you let players, especially veterans like that, handle what they handle. If we feel like somebody's thrown at us on purpose, the umpires will take care of it.
Girls High School Softball, the Kokona Ghosts, with a 1-0 win over Kenosha Bradford to clinch their fourth state division title in the last 5 years.
I mean, it hasn't quite settled in yet, but it's an amazing feeling. I mean, I wouldn't want to go out any other way, so it's just incredible.
That's senior pitcher Carly Meredith with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Sheridan's dance card continues to remain full. He is jumping back into the feature film world with a new film called FAST, or Fast, which will star Brendan Sklenar, who he worked with on 1923, and Succession's Juliana Canfield. The film is a thriller that will hit theaters in April 2027. Taylor Sheridan, in addition to writing the critically acclaimed film Hell or High Water, is the creative force behind Yellowstone, Lioness, Tulsa King, and Yellowstone prequels 1883 and 1923. Speaking of theatrical releases, this summer is off to a great start when it comes to the box office. Next summer, there is also a real treat in store when Toy Story 5 will hit the silver screen. Pixar Animation and Disney have announced officially that the next chapter for Buzz and Woody will premiere June 19th, 2026. In the story, our heroes take on modern technology, or tech toys, in order to fight for their existence. Ted Lasso star Jason Sudeikis learned a lot from his uncle, George Wendt. went. On a recent episode of the Where Everybody Knows Your Name podcast, actor, writer, producer Brett Goldstein, who plays Roy Kent on Ted Lasso, told Ted Danson that Sudeikis found out about his uncle's death while in the writer's room at Ted Lasso, then added that they matched tears with laughter by watching compilations of George Wendt as Norm. Orlando Bloom is alive and well after his surgery. No reason to panic, Bloom fans. The actor had elective surgery, which was a blood-filtering procedure to remove microplastics or forever chemicals from his blood. The procedure is only available at one clinic in London, according to Collider. If you're thinking about checking out this procedure, just know that it costs 10 grand. Let's be honest, most of us will just have to cross our fingers and hope that having Tupperware in our blood isn't as bad as experts say. Alan Ritchson has played Reacher for 3 seasons now, and season 4 is currently in production. It's a good gig because there are 29 Reacher books, and each one equals 1 TV season, which could keep an actor working for quite a while. The role is iconic and based on the books by Lee Child. Ritchson says when he won the role, he was nervous about trying to fill the shoes of Tom Cruise, who played the character in the movies. Ritchson says he was really thrilled when he got the part, but recently said that he was even more excited when he realized the character Reacher in the book eventually has thinning hair. Ritchson says he erupted in cheers when he read that because there is no pressure now to not go bald, which for a guy can be a challenge over the course of 29 TV seasons. Great show. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. Our high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, thunderstorms likely, could be quarter inch or more of rain, even up to a half inch in spots. Our low in the mid 60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.